You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Amber, New Hampshire's on the line with some heating questions. How can we help you?
Hi, I was wondering if it was worth the expense of converting an oil heat system with baseboard heat to a electric baseboard heating system for a 3-unit apartment building.
Wow. Are you independently wealthy, Amber?
No.
You know, it's going to be really, really expensive to heat with electric if you're right now heating with an oil-fired hot water boiler. Hot water heat is clearly the best heat, and it would be a tragedy for you to eliminate that. Now, I'm guessing that, are you asking this question because you want the tenants of those apartments to pay their own electric bills and cover the heat?
Yes, because right now it's all metered separately now anyhow for electric. So I figured, you know, right now they've got the windows open and the, you know, oil heat is cranking. And I mean, they're conscientious, right. But, you know, I think that it's an older building and it's the oil tank is starting to show its age and will need to be replaced, and then the boiler will be replaced. I'm thinking long-term maintenance is, you know, is probably less.
Well, I hear you, but it's going to be a lot more expensive. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be in New Hampshire. I wouldn't be surprised if you ended up paying $500, $600 a month in electric bills per unit, because it's just very, very expensive to use electric heat. So I would encourage you to keep the hot water heat. I would encourage you to make sure it's zoned separately for each unit. If you have really old equipment, it would be worth replacing that equipment with new Energy Star rated equipment. If you're going to have to replace the tank anyway, you could do that at the same time. The efficiency today of new units compared to those that are, you know, even sometimes 10 years old, let alone those that are 20 or 30 years old, is astronomically more efficient, the new stuff that's out there today. So I would never tell you to ditch the hot water baseboard. There's got to be a better way to solve this in terms of people wasting your heat that you're paying for with your hard-earned dollars. You know, maybe you have to control the temperature in the units and make it so they can't change that temperature. And this way they'll never be opening those windows again. There's some imbalance there. You got to deal with the actual imbalance issue. But I don't think tearing out all of that good hot water baseboard system and replacing with electric is the answer for you.
And with gas? I mean, would it make sense to change to convert to gas? Or
yeah,
no?
I would get an option with gas. I mean, gas is more desirable than oil, so you can definitely get an option for that and compare prices. But I would never get rid of the hot water, ever.
Okay, because someone else was talking about split heat systems. I said, well, you could have built-in air conditioning as well instead of everyone popping in air conditioners in their windows.
Well, then they can pay the electric bill for the air conditioning. You can split the electric and let them pay for the air. I don't see any reason that can't be done.
Okay. Well, that's true, too, and have the in-wall, you know, I guess they call it like a split system or something. I don't know what that is. But
if it's electric-powered and you have the electricity split among those apartments, then they're paying for the air conditioning.
Right, but right now they put the window air conditioners in, if you know what I'm saying.
They got to plug that in, and they're paying the electric bill. So one way or the other, whether it's a built-in unit or not, if it's electric, they should be paying for it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.